I'm Tyler Pratt, and as part of your Austin music experience, this is your sound check. Austin's not just known for live music, there's also a growing food culture. And what's better than when the two are combined? So, Fun Fest has put out the call for food vendors. If you have a restaurant, food truck, or a generally delicious dish and would like to get your name out there, head to funfunfunfest.com/vendors to apply to serve at this year's fest, which is November 7th, 8th, and 9th. FFFs is taking food above and beyond the typical festival fare this year with an emphasis on the healthy, progressive, and tasty. The deadline to apply is August 15th. This one's for the Paul McCartney fans. Macca has announced he'll be reissuing a couple more Wings albums this fall. McCartney says he'll put out special editions of 1975's Venus and Mars, and the following year's Wings at the Speed of Sound. And of course, there's going to be plenty of bonus material in these reissues that will be out September 23rd. Last week's Soundcheck covered a recent article about not judging Texas before you visit. Well, it turns out some researchers did visit, and the news isn't good. Financial planners WalletHub have ranked the 10 worst cities in the U.S. for recreation, and 4 Texas towns were in the bottom 10. They are Houston, Laredo, Irving, and San Antonio. And if that wasn't bad enough, when it comes to the worst for live music, 4 of the 5 were in Texas, with Laredo being the worst, and Plano, Corpus, and Garland included in the list of least music venues per capita. In fact, when it comes to fun, the Texas town closest to the top of the list was Austin, coming in at 40. That's your sound check. I'm Tyler Pratt.